A word in time is a life in time. The New Covenant Family Tapes Ministry brings you a word from God with Pastor David Ogbeni. Listen and be blessed.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Turn to Exodus chapter 15. There is a song the Bible calls the song of Moses. In Revelation chapter 15, verse 3, the Bible said the saints in heaven began to worship God, singing the songs of Moses. And those who came out of the great tribulation and all of that sang the songs of Moses. The song of Moses is a song of triumph and victory. Blessed be the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. I want us to, just before we call some things into existence, look at a few things in the Bible. Just some scriptures that will help you. I promised you last week that I will show you this secret. It's worthy.
God's worthy, Almighty Creator, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and
is to come. Ephesians chapter 6. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your name. Open our hearts tonight and our eyes to see. Grant me utterance and accuracy. Send us strong help tonight and grant us penetrating insights. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Especially here tonight. You specialize in rolling away burdens and bringing down mountains. Nobody will live here with the same mountain of Jericho standing before them, the walls of Jericho. No. We sang about how you divided the Red Sea for Moses and the children of Israel. Tonight, let every Red Sea be divided. Let the people cross over to their next level. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise.
Abide with me, fast for thy evil.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10.
The darkness deepens. Lord, with me abide, when all the past prayer and comfort flee. Help of the helpless Lord, abide with me.
I read verse 12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. Do you have a living Bible here? Can I read from your Bible? Listen to this. For we are not fighting against people made of flesh and blood, but against persons without bodies. Everyone say persons without bodies. They are personalities, they are real. It's just like battle against bacteria. Are bacteria real? HIV, for example, killing people every day. But this one is more real than bacteria. We now know they are real. That's why there are hospitals everywhere. But we are still playing our lives as if the unseen world is not real. For we are not fighting against people made of flesh and blood, but against persons without bodies, the evil rulers of the unseen world, those mighty satanic beings and great evil princes of darkness who rule this world, and against huge number of wicked spirits in the spirit world. So use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy whenever he attacks. In the spiritual world, we know that there are two groups of forces. Those that are positive and good are called angels. Those that are evil are called demons or fallen angels. They are all angels. But the rebel group are evil, and they are the ones responsible for all the evil taking place on earth. If you see poverty, you have seen evil, demonic powers at work. You see sickness, they are at work. You see accidents, they are at work. We have seen hundreds and hundreds of them give their life to Christ and tell us that accident on this bridge, we caused it. This one on this, we needed blood, we caused it. The war in this social and so place, we caused it. Because what they feed on is on human blood. It hasn't dawned on us yet. That life is more spiritual than it is physical. So we relate to life only from the physical realm and suffer a lot of disadvantages. The world would have been a different place if all these forces are still united for good. Now, there is one third of the original number of angels created by God that are out there now for destruction. Bible said, the thief coming but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And that's all they are out to do. To frustrate people. Their anger against humanity is even more pronounced because they realize that the creation of man, God created man to replace the gap that Satan created. Instead of creating more angels, he created human beings. He said that to the principalities and powers might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Instead of the angels are defeating them, but God said, no, I need ordinary men to deal with them. That makes it even worse. That makes Satan's hatred for man seemingly more than his hatred for his fellow angels. Daniel chapter 10. From verse 1, in the third year of king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar. I pray that this revelation that this gentleman got, you will get it tonight. It will change your life. You know, it's not getting it and not using it like other things we do. The message was true, but the appointed time was long, and he understood the message and had understanding of the vision. Verse 2. In those days, I, Daniel, was fasting 3 full weeks. King James will use the word mourning. 21 days. I ate no present food, nor meat, or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Now, on the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, that is River Tigris. You see, this is Iraq. That place, that war, the kind of problems they've been having there. Anyway, let's leave that alone. Why is the Middle East the problem of the whole world? Is it just physical? It has been the problem from ages. The first battle man had with the devil was fought around that place. Anytime you see River Tigris, that's one of the rivers in the Garden of Eden. Location of Eden covers Iraq. Israel. It extends to that whole cover, Saudi Arabia, and all of that place. And God said the gold of that land is good. God buried some of the most powerful, wealthiest natural resources in that place, including oil. And the Bible said in the book of Ezekiel that that is where the center of this planet is. And that right on top of it is a direct gate of heaven. And this is where Lucifer was thrown down. That's exactly where he fell into. When Jesus Christ descended, that is exactly where his foot will step on. That is where the center of what, and the next war that this whole world will fight is going to be caused by that quarrel again going on there. We see political tussles, wars, business problems. This one seized my money and disappeared. Is it just normal? They say it's just an accident. Actually, I just felt a little tipsy and went under the trailer and broke my two legs and narrowly escaped. Who told you? Of course, there are times we open door to the devil by breaking God's laws of nature or God's laws. That one you help open the door. For example, if you didn't sleep in the night and you are driving a long distance, I know that one you can't say. The devil still walked because they are on the road looking for who to prey on, and they found you. They took advantage of it. But God forbid. Anyway, Daniel said on that day I ate no food. On the 24th day, I was by this place fasting. I lifted up my eyes, verse 5, and looked. Behold, a certain man clothed in white linen, whose waist was girded with gold of Ophir. The first man in recorded to recognize Angel Gabriel. That is, single him out of the many, many millions of angels. One time I read a record, the number of angels given to us in the Bible, and the Bible gave a number that participated in a worship service in heaven. And I don't know if God withdrew all the ones on earth at that day. But that number, the Bible said there were 100 trillion angels. I think you may need to go home and share that number out to the number of human beings on earth, divided by 6 billion. You will see the amount of angels that can avail for one person. No wonder Jesus Christ said, can I not just presently ask for 12 legions, when we know that a legion is between 6,000 to 12,000. One man can get 12 legions. And remember that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Anything he can get, we can get. The first man to single out Angel Gabriel was Daniel. I'm sure other people have met Angel Gabriel. But he's constantly coming here. But the first guy to actually know him, and he even told him, this is my name, I'm Gabriel. On record. Who recorded his own experience? Daniel. See how he describes him. Behold, a certain man clothed in white linen, whose waist was girded with gold of Ophir. His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, the sound of his words like the voice of multitude. One angel speaks, it's like 5,000 people speaking. These are super, above the natural beings. These are not men. And the Bible says that I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great terror fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone when I saw this great vision. And no strength remained in me, for my vigor was turned to frailty in me, and I retained no strength. Look at verse 7 again. If you can, read it with me. One, two, go. I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision. But what? A great terror fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. The question is, the man who saw the vision knew what was happening. There were angels in operation here. Those who didn't see the vision felt trembling. Sometimes you see people going under the power, shaking. What is shaking them? What is shaking them? Look at the one that was seeing the vision. Verse 8. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me, for my vigor was turned to frailty in me, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the sound of the words. While I heard the sound of his word, I was in a deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground. What made him fall? He lost strength and fell into a deep sleep. What? Then verse 10, suddenly a hand touched me. I've heard this hundreds of times in my meetings. A hand is going to touch you this night.
Amen.
It will be in different degrees. You know, why I'm trying to read these things for you is because of what I'm about to say in a few seconds now about the prayers we're going to pray. When you talk about answered prayers, you're talking about the ministry of angels. God doesn't leave heaven because he's trying to pursue contract for you. It's angels that do it. It's angels that do it. Some of the things you heard, he eliminated somebody for your sake. It's an angel that did it. They understand politics. They understand the economies. They understand everything. If I had the time, I would have shown you. That's why if you don't have angels on assignment on your behalf, if you don't get them working, believe me, the devil is working. If you read about the fall of Lucifer, one of the things you notice that God said is that because of the multitude of your merchandise and the traffic of your business, you have defied your sanctuary. The man understood business transactions. Do you know what he said to Jesus? Look at all the walls and the glory in it. They have been delivered to me. He controls commerce. He controls politics. He controls so many things, relationships. He messes up so different areas of life. He controls the media. He has an organized army that focuses on different areas of life. You get into the territory of fruit of the womb, go and see what women are going through. They called me into a hospital. The woman was screaming out. She was supposed to be giving birth. And screaming out, pointing at her corner. See them all. They are holding me. And you see her choking. And the doctor is helpless. And they sent for me. And I got in there. And she was pointing at one figure. I looked there. I didn't see anything. But I know what she was talking about. So in the name of Jesus Christ, we checked those spirits and invited these ones here now. God, this is a spiritual battle that is causing physical effect, and there are angels that aid us in it. You have to, in the world, faith is a substance. If the world of the spirit doesn't become real and tangible for you, you can't operate business. You can't do business with God. Anyway, let me show you something else. So I left alone, yet I heard the sound. Then suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hand. The same man that was under the power was lifted up by a hand, and he said to me, "O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you. Stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While speaking this word to me, I stood trembling." The man who couldn't stand, all of a sudden gain strength. This is how healings occur. It's angels that do it. The angels are the ones who do it. The Bible calls them ministering spirits. The ones that cause the sickness are called evil spirits, spirits of infirmity. The ones that stop the sickness are called ministering spirits. It's angels that do it. All of those things you saw in the ministry of Christ, angels were the ones doing it. When he finished fasting, the Bible says angels came and ministered unto him. Of course, you should know that when it comes to the operation, let me say it this way. God cut a covenant with us, gave us wonderful promises, and gave us a number of accomplished facts. So God became the initiator of the new covenant. Even the old covenant, he was the initiator of it. Then, for the old covenant, Moses was the mediator, the one who stood between God and the people to cut that covenant and became a witness of it. For the new covenant, Jesus Christ was the mediator. He was the mediator of the new covenant. And the Bible also calls him the surety. The surety means he is alive to watch, to make sure that nothing fails in the contract that God made between himself and man. The surety means somebody who guarantees that this thing happens. Because there are a lot of things going on in the realm of the spirit. The devil too has a way of even penetrating the presence of God. Okay. Covenant has been cut. What is a covenant? A will. It has been written. The benefits are stated. What should go to those who are the heirs of this covenant? Jesus Christ has been slain as a mediator, raised from the dead, given a position at the right hand of God to be the surety, the guarantor. Anytime they come to the Father in my name, I will guarantee that prayer, it will be answered. Now, there are reasons why we needed a guarantor. It's because there are forces that challenge our prayer, even take it to the throne of heaven to get to challenge it there. Apart from trying to fight us here, they even get before God to try to get reasons why we should not be, we should not receive an answer. Now we've got a surety, a mediator. The next thing is, who is the executor of the covenant? Who executes? Here in our country and in many parts of the world, they give the will to the court to execute. Sometimes it is committed to an attorney, a lawyer. Can a lawyer execute a will, read it, and actually make sure that it is enforced? Do you know that there is nothing that is challenged like will? And there are so many ways it's challenged. Some will even claim that it's false. Because they know that the man is dead. He cannot come back to verify. The only difference between the one we have and those ones, that the man who wrote it is alive. You can't go and tell lies. He will say, ah, man, there is a book he sent to us containing all the information. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
If you are still at that kindergarten level where you are wondering whether the Bible is the word of God or not, I think you should start them there and get your head cleared out. Some of us are tapping into what is in it. We are living with it. While you are wondering whether did he ride the way or didn't he ride the way, me, I'm collecting my estate. A will is a bequest. Something that another person labored for, but he bequeathed it to a group of people that he cared about. That's what covenant is. The one we're operating is a new covenant. Because the old one, the old will, was only given to a specific people called the Jewish people. That one has lasted for hundreds of years, and now God has made another one that gives every man an opportunity. It is on the basis of this way that we come to pray. But who executes? If I now bring a request and it's granted, who carries it out? The man that is given the responsibility of execution is called the Holy Spirit. Everyone said that? The Father is the initiator of the will. Jesus Christ is the mediator and the guarantor of the will. The Holy Spirit is the executor of it. But see now what happened. When the Holy Spirit was sent to execute it, they now commanded all the angels to work with him. So the agencies of execution are angelic beings. It's just like saying the court is going to execute it. The court depends on the police. The judge cannot go about pursuing properties because he is the judge. No. He gives a go-ahead, the police go out to carry it out. The law enforcement agencies, that is why, hold that place, I read for you, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. May this one night make an unusual difference in your life. Just this one night. Hebrews 1, verse 14. Let me read from verse 13. But to which of the angels has he ever said, sit down at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool? He said, God didn't say this to an angel. That's what he's trying to let you know. For example, look at verse 5. To which of the angels did he ever say, you are my son, today have I begotten you? These things clear out all those things. I'll be to him a father, he shall be to me a son. But look at verse 6. But when he again brings his firstborn into the world, that is Jesus Christ, when he was coming here, he said, let all the angels of God do what? So you can't be an angel and be receiving worship from all. That's what he's trying to clear to you, us here. That the man was not an angel at all. He has a different status. Okay. Whatever status or position he has controls the angels because they bow and worship him. Let's leave that aside. We go back to where we are reading. To which of the angels said he, sit down at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits? Everyone said that. Are they not all ministering? I want to know how many of them are ministering spirits. Very important. Now, he said, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister? When are they going to be sent forth? Eh? When are they going to receive commission to minister? Are they already commissioned to minister? So when I start telling them, go and do their job, don't think I'm giving the angel instruction. They have already been given the instruction. Can I hear you say amen?
Amen.
For example, if you call the police on their number, they say, this is our number. We are standing at the junction there. We are distributed all over the city. And they say, call us if there is an armed robber in your street. It doesn't mean you are the inspector general of police and you are commanding the police. No. The inspector general is the one that gave them instruction to take over the whole city and protect the whole city. You are calling them is for them to come and help you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You don't pray to angels. Don't ever forget what I'm saying. You don't pray to angels. In the name of Jesus Christ, you can actually get them to go. All the demons, they don't obey human beings. They obey the devil, you know, ranked under his authority. But there are human beings who are being so initiated into all these demonic activities, they recite incantations and demons carry it out. They speak words and curse people, demons carry it out. They recite something and say some things and demons carry it out. It's not that those demons are no more obeying the devil, but it's just that these men are now using their ministry to execute certain results. Ministering spirits have been sent. I want to let you know that. Everyone said they have been sent. What were they sent to do? The Bible said to minister for them who are what? Heirs of salvation. The covenant that God signed into force, it is the angels that are now commissioned to go and bring it to pass. September last year, I finished 7 days of glory in Enugu. 7 days exactly, a night before Sunday service. I had the same kind of encounter Daniel was talking about. And when I looked at the man, I looked at him this way. He was so tall. I don't know why God made it that way. I've seen angels at other time, but I looked at them normal. I looked at this one this way. It's the tallest angel I've seen so far. And I've been in an angelic service where there were so many of them that you can't number them. But maybe in that situation, it didn't come to me to observe heights. And this guy's head was touching the ceiling. And part of his head went in. And I could see his face from here. So at that time, I got up and turned and looked at him well. I was a little frightened. But then, he began to tell me, he said, this is why God sent me to come and talk to you. Why I'm telling this story is because recently now, the Lord instructed me to talk to the church about the ministry of angels. The ministry is not done by human power, my friend. Ministering spirits. We'll deal with that at the proper time because I don't have the time. I want to finish up with Daniel chapter 10. Verse 11. The angel said to me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, Understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright. For I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel. For from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard, and I came because of your words. The guy is getting the breakthrough on the 21st day. Meanwhile, his prayer was heard on the first day. That means that heaven has heard your prayer. It's not what makes the result to come. It is when the angels are able to get the job done. Heaven heard, an angel was sent to go and carry out what, you know, Daniel was praying about. Just to get to the planet Earth. It doesn't take them that long. They come here at the speed of thought. But to get here, he said, look at what he said. He said, but, verse 13, the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. The prince of the kingdom, no, who do you think the prince is here? You think he's the Saddam Hussein? Or his great, 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 whatever. Back, you know. You talk about fast forwarding and rewinding back to the time when these guys were living. You think that was a person, a human being, withstanding a supernatural being? The prince of the kingdom of Persia. Have you ever thought of the prince of Nigeria? What he's doing to the lives of people? Have you ever thought of the prince of Lagos? You left your village to come here to succeed, not to fail. Have you ever thought of the prince that's in charge of commerce? I don't know what line of career you are involved in. You think he smiles at your affair? Why are they withstanding this angel? Because they don't like what Daniel is doing. It is this same prince that inspired the people to make it to stop Daniel from praying. Because as long as he prays, there will be divine intervention. It was this battle that led to the overthrow of the king that was ruling Persia. And a new king came up. When they overthrow the power in the spirit, they overthrow the king in the physical. But see the point that I'm interested in. The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. For I had been let alone there with the kings of Persia. There was a prince, kings. I mean, we are not fighting against flesh and blood. He listed ranks of demonic activities. The chief guy was a prince, which was one that withstood Angel Gabriel. But after he broke through, he said there were still kings I had to deal with. And then I finally got here. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision refers to many days to come. And of course, after that, verse 20, then he said, do you know why I have come to you? Now I must return to fight with the prince of Persia. That means, even though Michael took over the battle for me to come over, I have to go and finish off this war. To fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, indeed, the prince of Greece will come. So Persia has his prince. Greece what? Has his own. Babylon has his own. And guess what? Nigeria has. When we mention it's like president of Nigeria in the physical, the prince in the spiritual, you should know that there are other distributions of government that work with the to operate the kingdom of darkness in the country. These are the people who are responsible for the problems we see every day. These are the entities. Now, I read that to bring a consciousness. Why the supernatural, negative supernatural world is real, we have to now be more conscious of the angels than of demons. Consciousness of demons, I don't think is lacking. People know so much about demons everywhere around here. Demons are doing this, demons are doing that. That's all right. Except that when it's too much, it becomes a problem on its own. Now we need to now know what takes care of these fat forces are angels. Angels. One scripture I give you, we're going to start praying based on it. Genesis 28, verse 12. This is Jacob. While he was running away from home, going to Laban, he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and the top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And verse 13, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendant. See the secret. On the top of the ladder, God was standing there. At the bottom of the ladder, Jacob was lying down. In between God at one point and man on the other point, angels were ascending and what? Descending. This is the kind of traffic that is going on in the realm of the spirit. This ladder is there and will remain there till this world is destroyed. As long as there is an earth and heaven, there is a bridge connecting the two. The traffic is going on. They carry problems and prayers up there, get divine approval, take resources and whatever they need, and return back with interventions. As angels are going, others are returning. And there is constant traffic going on there. And these are not just like a group of ants crawling, you know, in lines. I'm talking about traffic that is going on in millions. Millions of angels moving up and down, taking care of the program of God on earth. They are sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation. Tonight, there's something we're going to do. It's very simple. Next week, I'll show you how to send angels, how to activate angels. There are five secrets on how to get them to work. We're going to pick up whatever we want to pray about. Remember I told you, don't make it more than three. Don't make it more than three. Leave that. You can deal with other ones after. Just pick three things. If you have a list that is very long, just pick three out. You want God to do. Make sure that what you are praying about is specific. What do you mean by that? If it is not specific, how will you know when God has answered it? Yes, if you don't have a goal, how do you know when you scored? Because I know that there are people who when you say, write and pray, when they say, Lord, I want you to bless me, bless my family. How will you know where he has blessed you? Bless my husband. What exactly do you mean? Do you mean that his business should start doing well? Say it clearly. What exactly do you mean? Do you mean you want his spiritual life to start growing? Because if God does that, that's blessing. Say that one clearly. Or maybe he's not born again. What you want is for him to be saved and get to know Jesus Christ. Say it clearly. What do you mean by bless my children? Is it that you want the kids to start doing well in the academics? Make it specific. Then, we're going to give you a few minutes to pray about them. The second thing we're going to do, this is one thing we have the benefit of doing today that the Old Testament people didn't have the right to do. None of them could try it. 21 days, the angel was dealing with the prince of Persia, and Daniel could not rebuke anything. We have power to bind these forces. The moment you do that, your angelic operation will be operating like the speed of light. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible, angels can leave heaven as you blink your eye, and now they are here. It doesn't take them anything. Their speed. You know why we even talk about invisibility? You know, this gentleman defined it this way. Albert Einstein. The difference between the physical world and the spiritual world is the speed of operation. Let's leave it.
for another day.
But ordinary stone, you tie an object to a rope, it is visible. You start springing it, it's visible. It gets to a point, it disappears. And that is still, baby speedo. When you cross the speed of light, everything becomes invisible. Look at atoms and all of these things combined to make this physical thing. Why are they invisible? The speed at which they are moving. The speed at which they can come here is not... But you have to know that they themselves too have to engage this process. And you have right to bind the powers. You have right to bind them. You have right. And if the name of Jesus is released to stop these powers from the operation, let me tell you, apart from the fact that they are paralyzed, because God sends reinforcement immediately and gets them taken care of, so that the one that is getting the message through can go through. All angels can fight, but they are not always detailed to fight. If somebody is detailed to go and help me work out this job, the purpose of his coming here is not to fight. So if he's staying here, he's fighting something for 1 month. You should understand what is going on, that my whatever prayer is being delayed for 1 month. Not God delaying it. I went to pray one day. We got a new venue. I did spiritual mapping and I understood the environment where the church was located and what was going on in this territory. And you don't just move into a house and not check those things. You don't get a shop and not check. Do you know what the last who stayed in the shop did? He tied something under, buried this, buried that. It doesn't bother you. So when our church moved and got a building, the church was known to have unusual visitations of God. The anointing flows like no man's business. You see the power of God in operation. The moment we moved into that building, it's as if we left the power of God out. We tried. I tried to preach on that pulpit. It was not possible. The walls will be slapping you on the face. Sunday after Sunday. And then the Lord said to me, my friend, are you relating to this place, to the city, like a carnal man who think everything about life is physical? Come to me, I will show you what is going on. So I came there every Sunday, took some people, would go and lay down and pray and pray and pray. One of the days I was praying and I looked up, I saw the people that were guarding the territory. And I challenged one of them. I said, you have to go. He said, you don't know this place that invited us here. And we commanded all of them to park. If you want to continue with your security job, go to the house of the person. Right here now, we're inviting a new set of security men. These things are physical. They're even more physical than you know. And so many people are victims of this and without knowing. A gentleman bought a car, killed a human being with that car. Had a second accident, the young boy didn't die. He came to me. And I started praying for him, oh God, and all that. And all of a sudden, the Lord said, ask him when he gets back, he should open, lift up the driver's seat. And he will see something. He lifted. Human parts were used to tie. And the people, I said, just because you bought something, people have been using. These are not... white men might use it normally and give you a car. Africans, these drivers, what they do, they did for protection, so when the accident occurred, he would disappear. But that spirit, the entities, the principalities that help them to do that job remains with the object that is dedicated to it. You don't understand? The Ark of Covenant was a dedicated object, not to demons, but to Jehovah. Meaning that there are supernatural entities that guard it, that operate with that Ark. One time there was war and Babylon captured that ark. Nebuchadnezzar took it down to Babylon. His son became a king after him, Belshazzar. And he went there and got some of those dedicated vessels and was drinking. One of those unseen men brought out his hands physically and started writing on the wall. He died that night. There is a record now that they are bringing back to South Africa, and is baffling the white people. A lot of white men who are doing well on their own, they will come to Africa for tourism, buy some of these cultural relics, take back to the office and put, and the company will collapse in a few years. Some in 1 year, some in 2 years. And then after the reports are coming from so many, whatever, then some of them who are ministers began to now connect it. Because it's one thing to buy cultural whatever, that is just normal something, somebody, a work of art. It's another thing to buy Amadioha. You think there are no entities backing up those things? Bible said the things that the Gentiles sacrifice to idols, they sacrifice them to demons. Workplace politics, office politics, is not just a matter of talk. People are fighting over position, or they think that the boss is favoring you more, and it's just talk. It's not just talk. Because you might just finish talking. There is nothing you can do. Okay, I will show you. There is nothing you can show. You will go home, you don't pray. To you, it's just a challenge. Who is that small boy? The guy goes home. You have forces. They are already sent forth. That's what we read today. So what are you going to do? You pray for that thing. And after you pray for it, you say, Lord, I thank you because you have heard me. Knowing that God hears you the moment you pray. He said, Daniel, the first day, open your mouth. Then you turn and bind all of the powers that are responsible. Listen to me. If you understand how to bind and loose, you're going to see speed in the shifting of your situations, these months, these periods. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Things will be shifted for you at such a speed, at such whatever. You'll be wondering what has been happening. What has been delaying this all this while? I saw major shifts that are going on behalf of our people. And then you lose the angels. Don't bind and leave a vacuum. If you leave it too long, the people you sent away will come back. So when the evil spirit leaves a place, after wandering, they say, let me go back to my original house from where, because life abhors vacuum. If you bind, you lose. You release the angels. In the name of Jesus Christ, ministering spirits, go forth now and arrange circumstances and help me to bring customers so that this particular goods, this thing has been lying in my office, in the shop, for the past 9 months. We are not able to sell it, and he has tied the capital. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind the powers that are tying up that particular property. In the name of Jesus, we release the ministries to govern now. Move customers.
Yes, a woman who had a restaurant. But after a while, I now realize there is something wrong. If you eat there once, you won't stop coming. If you ever eat there once, you... Every day I want to go there. Do you know, after I left school, I would travel with expectation to go and visit. Then one day I answered, let me check this. If this food is really that good, let's buy it out and take it outside the place and eat it. And we tried it. It wasn't good. We said, no. We bought another one and brought it out. It wasn't that sweet. I said, okay, let's go back and eat it there. We went there. The food will be, that is, it will be tasting as if you have never seen food in your life. Whether it is the positive supernatural that is helping her, or the negative, something more than man is blowing horn for that woman. You see, nobody should be able to mess up a Christian. Not if we know to use, how to use what belongs to us. Nobody should be able to. Who is the person? Who is the person? Because the angels we are dealing with are the ones that squeeze the head of demons. They pick their neck, turn it, squeeze it like this. When you say bind in the name of Jesus, they actually tie them up. Yes, but one day I was asking the Lord, he showed me some things in the spirit, and I understood a few things. I don't think these spirits can be tied for more than, you know, 3 days. You know, you bind them, after a while they release them again. You know why?
You can make arrest, but you cannot put a person in prison until he has been judged. Satan's period to first condemnation, final sentence, has not come. He still has some time. So there are some armed robbers. The police know that they are armed robbers. But you have to have evidence to prosecute them. They arrest them, kill them, they have to let them go. So that's why the Bible said, when you speak to the mountain, tell it to move from here to what? Yonder place. Everyone said, tell it to move from here to yonder place. Actually, the way Jesus says it, he said, come out of him and enter no more. Other times he tells them, leave this place completely, never return back again. Why? Because you can't bind them forever. Yes, you can't bind them forever. When you bind the ones you bind now, what will happen is the angels will get through and come and do their work and go back. They will be demobilized while the angels go through. But they cannot be bound forever. For example, there is this witch that gave her life to Christ and was telling her experience. She said when she was flying, a group of believers were praying. And they were dealing with issues. And that day they pointed out to the heavens and bound all demonic traffic. He said she stood at one point for 72 hours. After 72 hours, they came to release her. He said when she was coming again, they bound her a second time. She stood there for 72 hours. In the high... Listen, things are flying in the air. It's not only birds that are flying here. Sometimes one wound the angels inflict on them takes 72 hours to recover from it. They can't die ultimately. Except the human beings among them can die. But evil spirits don't die. But they can be knocked out. But one of the most important things is redirecting them. Send them out of your territory somewhere else. Because they will still operate. And there are enough human beings ready to accept them. That's why it's not a wise thing not to be saved. If you are not born again, it's a principle at work in this world that is a very dangerous principle. Most of the problems that are driven away from people move to other people. When the Europe was experiencing revival and they were driving away demons, they had to look for good habitats, good environment, and they found them. Not that there was a time there were no demons there, no, but. And now Africa is experiencing revival and we are driving them away. Guess where they are going? China is experiencing revival, Japan. Many of them are getting saved. They are driving them away. Guess who is collecting the Asian mysticism? All these funny religions. There's anybody who opens his door. So that's why leprosy left Naaman. It was one young boy who there's a native doctor I used to know who later gave his life to Christ. He would tell you this thing, that when they wear masquerade and go for burials and all those, their power tussles, when they project something on them, blindness, stroke, anything, they project it. They are evil spirits. And you have something to protect yourself. You deflect it like thunder. But you will look for somebody else and hit. If you can't get a human being, you look for an animal. If you can't get an animal, you can hit a tree. You threw a charm into my father's compound. Crossed the gate. Broke it. Calabash with all sorts of things. It was him. But that day, he didn't go like he used to. He was supposed to go back. We were on holidays. We didn't go. We were holding a morning devotion and he stayed. But I was not born again. Nobody was born again. We were just praying in the morning. Anyway, I got up, stepped into the compound and saw this and started screaming. And then they came out. So we warned him not to step out. Something that was going on. But anyway, the tree we had planted in the compound there dried up. fresh, sweet orange tree. We still miss it till today. Not the tiny one. It has been set. And it has fruit, so it dried up. So you need thunder protector in your life. Bible says he has given his charge over you. Can I hear you say amen? You need it in your life. There are powers behind the things you see. These things are not happening. Are you facing opposition in a particular area of your life for so long? Resistance on whatever. No. There's a reason. Somebody hates you. Somebody doesn't like you. But anyway, it doesn't matter who doesn't like you, because somebody else likes you. And he said he would set the table before you in the presence of your enemy. Just stand up for a few minutes, you know. You will see miracles this week, oh. Pull your mouth. I don't know what it is that you want. You're going to talk to the Lord about it. This night, I claim that area of my life. I claim these needs. I present it before you, Lord, and I believe you for an intervention. Go before God and talk to him about it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I asked the Lord a question one time. I said, in the days of the Old Testament time, these demonic powers could, delay the coming of angels, like in the case of Daniel, until reinforcement was sent. What happens about on the ladder that was connecting the heaven and earth? Can they come and stop the traffic? He said it's not possible. There's something written in the Bible. Behold, I set before you an open door which no man can lock. The secret of open door is what? Open heaven. Let me tell you what Daniel was battling with. He was battling with a closed heaven. A heaven that is saturated with evil forces. Why? The children of Israel sinned against God and were turned away into Babylon. They were given over to the enemy to punish them. And Daniel saw that they were now overstaying in that punishment. It was supposed to last only for 70 years. Over the heavens of the children of Israel, when they were living in their own land, there was no supernatural. Nobody can bring, because their own territorial spirits are all angels. Are you understanding what I'm trying to tell you? You have to know. Lift up your hands. Say, Father, I want to thank you that I have an open heaven because of Jesus. Jesus Christ is the mediator between heaven and earth. Between God and man. He is my ladder. Connecting me to Jehovah. Through his name, I can enjoy angelic traffic. I can enjoy angelic assignments. I can enjoy angelic ministry. And right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against every power that has been blocking my career. Come against those powers and bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever has been blocking your oppressions, blocking your way, blocking your career, blocking it. In Jesus' name. Bible says whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever you lose earth is losing heaven. Now we're going to send ministry spirit in the name of Jesus Christ to go forth now and cause whatever you are prayed about tonight to go and arrange the circumstances and cause it to happen in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name.
Lift up your hands.
Father,
by the authority vested in me as your servant,
and in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your Son,
I give order right now that all of the forces responsible for all the problems that are dealing with tonight be rounded up and tied up.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
let all of those forces be brought under check. Satan, we command you to stop your works and maneuver right now. And now, Lord, let the angels be sent forth, be released forth into these specific areas of their lives to go and execute your will concerning them. Everything that they've been praying about and demanding from heaven, let the execution now begin tonight. Even this week, there will be testimonies in many people's lives. Thank you, Lord. Let these raging battles in their life be brought to an end. Let them enter into their victories. I decree tonight, and so shall it be, that your name will be glorified. All of the people that have been experiencing unusual resistance in the area of their finances, in their careers, in their businesses, I command the obstacles on their way to lift right now. Satan, lift your hand. These are God's properties. You cannot touch them. And Father, I also ask for strong angelic presence in their lives throughout this period, throughout this season. Let angelic ministries multiply. Thank you, Lord. You won't go without answered prayers anymore. You cannot be denied anymore. And you will not be delayed anymore. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Just giving thanks. Just giving thanks. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you praise.
Have you been impacted by this message? Please share your experience with Pastor David Ogweli. Email address dominionimagemedia@yahoo.com or call 01792-6879, 0803-435-7959, 0803-590-9900.